Hi, this is a video tutorial to get started with Visual Studio Code on your Mac with .NET Core. Wait, something doesn't feel right. Much better.
First, go to your favorite search engine and type in Visual Studio Code. One of the first results will be code.visualstudio.com, and it'll bring you automatically to the Mac download. And this installs really quickly because Visual Studio Code is a lightweight source code editor. It's much different from Visual Studio, which is the fully featured integrated development environment. But with .NET Core and the C# extension, VS Code can do some really cool debugging stuff with C#. All you need to do is go over to the Extensions tab on the left, click it, and install the C# extension. It'll be one of the first suggestions. Now that you have Visual Studio Code, you need .NET Core to compile your C#. So go back to your browser and type in .NET Core. One of the first results will be microsoft.com/net/core. To install it on a Mac, the easiest way is by using Homebrew. If you don't have it installed, it's very easy to get. Just copy and paste the Homebrew install command from their main website into your terminal. And I'm going to be speeding up these installs slightly because I want to give a tour and not waste anyone's time. Now I can run brew update and brew install OpenSSL because we'll also need OpenSSL. And I'll run the next few commands here, which make a directory and make your symbolic links. Next, click download.NET Core SDK. Go ahead and click on that download and click through the .NET Core installer. Once that install is complete, I'll take you through the next commands on our install page, which create a basic .NET Core console app. I'll speed this up a little bit. There we go. So I'll navigate to my Documents folder at the terminal and type .NET new console-o hwapp to initialize my project. Here I'm using the -o to specify the output directory as hwapp, the hw standing for Hello World. Now I can use the .NET commands to run .NET restore and .NET run from the command line. .NET restore restores my project's dependencies using NuGet. Now let's open Visual Studio Code so we can edit and debug our C#. Go to the File tab on the left and click Open Folder. I'll open the hwapp folder that I just created from the command line. As you can see, I have a csproj loaded here next to my program.cs file. Pop-ups will appear asking you to yes, load the build assets and restore your project. Now let's debug our app. Click on the Debug tab on the left. It's the one with a little bug with a line crossing it out. Now you can hit the green debug arrow at the top left of the Debug tab. You can also drop a breakpoint and hit Debug again. And you can see the local variables loaded on the left. You can also check those variables in the Debug console by typing them. And there's args. Now I'll hit Continue to complete debugging. So that's your first .NET Core app running on your Mac.
Thanks for watching.